Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev in Daf Lamed Beis. We left off on Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, and we are today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Beryl Eckstein, Lezecher Nishmas, his father, Harav Shimon Aryeh Ben Yecheskel Chaim Eckstein, Lav Shalom. It's also sponsored by the Balk, Cantor, and Rhodes families in loving memory of their mother, grandmother, and great grandmother, Mrs. Rita Balk, Rachel Bas Yisrael, Shalom, on her first yard site. And as the zchus for many happy, healthy years to their father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, Mr. Edward Balk, we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we are holding at the very end of Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, and the first thing we're going to discuss, Bez Hashem, is we're going to talk about the principle of Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuso. When do we rely on Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuso? When can you assume that if you made somebody a Shliach, he must have done his job? Is that only for Dinim Drabanan? Or do we even rely on that for Dinim Da'oraisa? And the Gemara is going to bring three Rayas. Rav Sheshes is going to have three Mina Aminalas, three possible sources for the idea that even by Dinim Da'oraisa, we assume Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuso. And for each of those, we're going to explain what the other opinion holds, how the other opinion of Nachman is going to reject each of those Rayas. Then the Gemara is going to get into the discussion of whether a Chaver is allowed to do a small Avera in order to save an Am Haaretz from a larger Avera. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about if a person puts their Eruv down in a place that's in a tree or in a bar that's not exactly in their Makom Shvisa, so does the Eruv work when it's not exactly in the Makom Shvisa? Meaning the basic principle is that the Eruv has to be accessible to you, Bein Hashmashos, to be able to bring it from wherever you put it to the Makom Shvisa. So we're going to go through some of the rules as far as that's concerned. What's considered accessible to you to bring to the Makom Shvisa from wherever you put it. So let's begin. Again, we're holding at the very end of the page, on the last line of the page, on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. We are at Amar Rav Nachman. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Bishal Torah, Ein Chazaka, Shliach Osa Shlichuso. That when it comes to Dinim Da'oraisa, we do not rely on a Chazaka that a Shliach always fulfills his mission to do as he's supposed to do, until you see and you know for sure that he had done it. It's a suffix whether he did it or not, unless you know for sure that he did it. But if you see that he did it, you just have a suffix. If he did it properly, then the Magen Avraham writes in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Tes, if you know that he did it, you're just not sure whether he did it right, so then you could follow the Chazaka that he must have done it right. That once he was already doing the Shlichus, he must have done it properly. So if you made a Shliach to do Bedikas Chametz or something, and then you see that he's doing the Bedikas Chametz, so you can assume that he did it properly. The Ritva, the Meiri, and Rabbeinu Yonah's son all point out that Rav Nachman does not say this din. He only that by Doraisos we do not rely on a Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuso when the matter is a matter of lahachmir. It's only lahakel that we're not going to rely on it. But when it's an issue of lahachmir, then we do follow the Chazaka. When would it be a matter of a chumra? The Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Dal talks about a person who says to a Shliach, "Save Kadesh Li Isha." He just says, go be Mekadesh a woman for me. He gives no further details. Doesn't say who, doesn't say where, what. Just go be Mekadesh an Isha for me. So an Isha stam. So now he's also Bekala Nashim Shaba Olam, because we have a Chazaka that the Shliach must have done a Shlichus, and therefore every single woman in the world might be the sister of that woman who the Shliach was Mekadesh for him. So it might be the woman might be Asura to him. Well, why don't we say on the Daraisa level we don't have a Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichus? So, no, because that's only to rely on it, Lekula. But to be machmir the chazaka shliach osa shlichuso, that we're certainly going to be machmir. So that's from Nachman Shita, that on a daraisa level ain chazaka shliach osa shlichuso, but bishal sofrim, when we're dealing with a din drabanan chazaka shliach osa shlichuso, then we do rely on a chazaka that the shliach must have done his job. Rav Sheshes says echod ze v'echod ze chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. Rav Sheshes says both on a daraisa and on din drabanan we do rely on the chazaka that a shliach must have done his job. How do we paskin the halacha? So Tosos quotes Rabbeinu Shimshon that paskin is like Rav Sheshes, that even on a daraisa we rely on the chazaka based on the klal of the Bahag, that halacha Rav Sheshes be isurim, that he has such a klal in halacha that we paskin like Rav Sheshes be isurim, just like we paskin like Rav Nachman bedinim. When it comes to Rav Nachman was a dayan, and Rav Nachman was known to be the greater expert in choshen mishpat. So when it comes to choshen mishpat related issues, we paskin like Rav Nachman. But when it comes to iser veheter related issues, we passing like Rav Sheshes, and that's what the Rush paskins as well. However, Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Tam that we paskin like Rav Nachman, because only by that only by Dinim D'Rabbanan do we rely on Chazak Shliachos or Shlichuso, because that's the pashtus of a different sugya in Meseches Gittin Daf Samach Dalit, that Lahakel we don't say this Chazaka, and Chulin also that we don't rely on this Chazaka, and that's why we paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh Sim Shin Lamed Al Sif Lamed Dalit. However, the Ramah quotes the Shita of the Rush, so it is a Machlokas Rishonim, and it's Machlokas on the page in Shulchan Aruch whether we rely on this Chazaka Shliachos or Shlichuso by Dinim D'Rabbana, by Dinim D'Araisa, or only by Dinim D'Rabbanan. Now, what's the basis, Bishal Sofrim, that we're going to rely on the Chazaka? So the Mishnah Melech raises the question. He says, why do I need to rely on the Chazaka by Dinim D'Rabbanan? Even without a Chazaka, you don't need a Chazaka that the Shliach did a Shlichus, even if it was just a Safek. We have a principle in Halacha, Safek D'Rabbanan, Lekula. So I asked the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Becharos, Perek Dalid, I don't understand why I need a Chazaka over here. Just rely on the fact that it's a suffix. So Shidim Gubetzas actually writes in Maseches Nazir and Daf Yud Beis, when you learn Nazir, Shidim Gubetzas is a very important sefer, because there aren't that many Svarim on Nazir from the Kadmonim, but the Shidim Gubetzas is does exist on Nazir. They've put it out in a few different editions with very nice footnotes, but the Shidim Gubetzas writes that no, that's exactly what Rav Nachman is trying to say, that it's not that we're relying on the Chazaka. It's he says Chazaka Shliachos Shlichuso, meaning it's really a 50-50 whether Shliach does the Shlichus, and therefore on Dinim D'Araisa Savik D'Araisa L'Chumra, and you can't rely on it, but Dinim D'Rabbanan Savik D'Rabbanan L'Kula. So it is that very same issue, that it's Savik D'Rabbanan L'Kula that he's in fact relying on. The Ritva also just points out over here that if the Shliach then comes back to the Mishaleach and he said, I did what you asked me to do, then we're Vaday Somech even on the D'Araisa, because Eid Echad is Nem B'Yisurin, even in a place where there's a cheskas iser. So that's the sheet of the Ritva, that the Chazak is only if he never reported back to tell you whether he did the job or not. But if he says that he did the job, then everyone would agree that you could for sure rely that he did it, because then it goes beyond Chazak HaShliachos HaShlichus. So then it goes to the principle, Midah Raisa, that Eilech HaNeman be Isurin. So says the Gemara, okay, Amar Rav Sheshes, Mina Aminala, how do I know that even by Dinim Midah Raisa, we rely on Chazak HaShliachos HaShlichus? So he's going to have three possible rayas, three possible sources. Here is source number one. Ditnan, it's a Mishnah Maseches Menachos that talks about the Isra of Chadash. A little bit of background about the Isra of Chadash, that you're not allowed to eat from the new grain before they bring the Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach. The Korban Omer is a Minchas Bikurin that's made of flour, and they would bring it always on the 16th day of Nisan, because that's what the Torah says. And the Isra of Maseches Menachos in Daf Samaches, the Gemara points out that the Pasuk itself, when it talks about when Chadash becomes Mutter, seems to give two conflicting times, because the Pasuk says V'lechem v'kali v'kamrel lo socheilu ad etzem ayom hazeh Adaviachem is Korban Elokechem. That there are two different times. There's Etzem Yom Hazeh, as soon as the second day of Pesach comes, and until you bring the Korban. So which is it? Is it Etzem Yom Hazeh? Is it as soon as the second day of Pesach comes? Or is it when you bring the Korban? So that's Machlokas Amarayim, what to do with that Pasuk. Rav and Shmuel say, well, Bizman Shebeis Mikshay Kayom, it was the bringing of the Korban that was Matir the Chadash. But Bizman Shein Beis Mikdash Kayom, it's the Etzem Yom, it's the beginning of the day that's Matir the Chadash. And then later on, we made a decree that you're not allowed to meheri yibana beis hamikdash, since next year the beis hamikdash might be rebuilt and we need to wait for the korban omer to be brought. So we're concerned that people are going to still rely on etzem hayom hazeh when they really should be waiting for the korban. So yom hanef kulo aser. So they made a takana, takanas of Yochanan Zakkai, that the entire second day of Pesach is going to be aser with the tefuah chadasha. But Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish disagree, and they say even bizman shabbos The etzem ayom is matir. When it says adav yachem, that's only the mitzvah. That's only as a lechadchila. That lechadchila you should wait until the carbon omer is brought. But really, 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 no matter when you're living in history, the etzem ayom is going to be matir. It's just again takanos Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai that we always wait until after the second day of Pesach is over because of the concern that that once the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, people are not going to realize that it's already hutar with the carbon. So in that context, talking about the Yisrael of Chadash, the Mishnah tells us Mishakarav HaOmer, when the Minchas Bikurim is brought, when the Minchas Omer is brought, hutar HaChadash Miad. Right away, the Chadash becomes mutar, and the Chiddush over here is that you don't have to wait for the Keves that's brought Liola together with the carbon Mincha. That's Mefurish Gemara at the end of Maseches Horios, that the Minchas HaOmer, is what's matir. The keves that's brought together with it is not necessary in order to be matir the chadash. Farachokim and people who live far away from Yerushalayim that they don't know if the omer is brought mutar mechatzos hayom ve'elach. They're mutar to eat the chadash from chatzos hayom and on because up until chatzos you don't know for sure that the kohanim have brought it, but once chatzos arrives, you can be sure that the kohanim have brought the carbon. V'chadash daraisu. But wait a second, the Yisra of Chadash is an Yisra in the Torah. V'katani harachokim mutar mechatzos hayom ve'elach. And it says people who are far away from Yerushalayim can assume mechatzos hayom that it's already been brought. La'av mishum chazak ha'shliachos shlichuso. Isn't this because they're relying that the Kohanim did their shlichus of bringing the karban? So you see that we're relying on a dindar raisa on chazak ha'shliachos shlichuso. So Tosfos points out, well, wait a second. Forget about chazak ha'shliachos shlichuso. The Kohanim have a mitzvah. They don't have a choice. They have to do it. Chazak ha'shliachos shlichuso, I would think of when I ask someone to do something for me that they are otherwise not obligated by God to do. Over here, the Ribono Shel Olam has commanded them to do it. So it's more than just chazak ha'shliachos shlichuso. Maybe that's why they're allowed to rely on it. Not because I command them to do that. So Tosfos points out that even though the Kohanim have their own chiyuv to bring it because of the Tzivoy HaTorah, but Rav Shesha still thinks this is a good raya from the fact that it's mutar mechatzos hayom ve'elach, because the mitzvah in the Torah is just that they should bring it sometime that day. The fact that that we rely on them to have brought it already by chatzos, that's because they're doing our shlichus. They want to do things for Klal Yisrael. So that's the real raya. It's not the fact that they bring it, it's when they bring it. That's ultimately the raya. How's Rav Nachman going to address that raya? Isn't this a clear raya that on Dinim Daraisa we do rely on the chazak of Rav Nachman? Hasam, kediktani taima, lifi shiyod, and shein bezin, misatzlin bo. No, over there it's not just any shaliach. Over there we're talking about Beis Din of Kohanim. So when you're talking about a Beis Din of Kohanim, they are extra careful about their job, and that's where you could rely on such a chazaka that Kohanim will do their shlichus. But you can't rely on just anybody to be a shliach that he's going to do his shlichus. So now the Gemara says v'ika d'amri, and another version of this discussion is that Amar Rav Nachman mina aminila, that this was in fact the raya of Rav Nachman. How do I know that we do not rely on chazaka shliachos shlichus or beidinim da'araisa d'ktani taimel fishiyon shem beizim esatzim bo? Because the only reason you're allowed to rely on the Kohanim that the carbon omer was brought was because it's a Beis Din of Kohanim. Beis Din adulam mesatzim bo hashliach mesatzim bo, and you could be medayik from there that had it been anybody less than a Beis Din of Kohanim, you may not rely on a chazaka shliachos shlichus. So Rav Sheshes Amalach and Rav Sheshes would respond to that Beis Din al pagad yomei shliach kule yoma. No, the Beis Din you could be somech that they did it until by chatzos hayom, but the shliach you know that he would do his job by at some point during the day, and that you'd be allowed to be somech. We just not that he would have done it so early. So when we point out that it was the Beis Din that it's only because it's a Beis Din you're allowed to rely, it doesn't mean that it's only because of Beis Din you're allowed to rely that they did their shlichus at all. It's only because it's a Beis Din that you're allowed to rely that they did their shlichus so early. That's the point. So now Rav Sheshes brings another raya. Am Rav Sheshes mina aminala. How do I know that even by din mudar raisa we're sameich on the chazaka that shliachos or shlichus? So detanya, because we have a braisa that says as follows: Heisha sheyesh aleha leida. Let's say a woman has a chiyuv to bring a karban leida. She has to bring shtei torim, shnei bnei yona, echad liola v'echad lechatas. Right? She has to bring the karbanos for after having given birth. Oh, ziva, or she was a zava gadola, and the halacha is that a zava gadola, the Torah tells us, has to bring a korban as well. So Yoledes and a zava, she has an obligation to bring a korban. Mevia ma'os, she could just bring money that is sufficient funds to buy two birds. V'nosenes b'shofar, and she puts it in. This is not a daf yomi coincidence because this shofar has nothing to do with the shofar shel Hashanah. She puts it in a box in the Beis Hamikdash that they called a shofar because it was somewhat shofar shaped. So she puts it in a box in the Beis Hamikdash that where they would put all the money, where they would buy the kinim, they would buy the bird karbanos from the money in that box. V'tovelis v'chelos b'kachim la'aref, and already by sunset she could assume that she could be tovel and eat kachim that evening, because we could assume that for sure the kohanim bought the karbanos with the money that she left there and have already brought their karbanos. So my time, why is it that she's allowed to eat kachim right away? At the end of that day, why isn't she choshesh? Maybe the kohanim didn't do their jobs yet. Apparently, we're assuming that there's a chazaka that the kohanim are the shluchim and that they are going to bring all the karbanos that they're supposed to bring. So you see that even by dinim d'oraisa, we rely on such a chazaka, because the isra of achilas kachim for someone who's a mechusar kapara before they bring their carbon is an isra d'oraisa. You're chayiv kares for such an isra. And nevertheless, we see that we do rely on such a chazaka. So you see that an isha that's a yoledas apparently is only relying on the fact she's not there when the carbon is brought. She's relying on the fact that the Kohanim must have brought the karbanos. So Gvuras Ari, the author of Shagas Aryeh in Tainus Daf Chavav, raises the following question, that the Gemara Maseches Sota tells us that Bisharni Kanor, there would be Mamedi Oledas at the time that they would bring the karbanos for her Tara, because the Bryce says, in karbanos shalom karev elam kenu omer al gabav, that a person's carbon is only brought when he's omer al gabav. So Yoledas would stand by Sharni Kanor as they're bringing her carbon yoledes. So ask the Gvura Sari, what does it mean? Well, it sounds from here, she's just leaving it in a box and just relying that it's happening. Where's the Omer al Gabav? There's no Omer al Gabav happening over here. So he says, you have to say that this din, that you have to be Omer al Gabav, is only a din midrabanan, and only a din lechatchila and the mitzvah min amuvchar. But if, for whatever reason, she's unable to stick around and to watch the Kohanim doing the avoda, so it's still going to work, she's still fulfilled her chiyuv of the karbanos. So how did she fulfill the chiyuv of the karbanos? Relying on the chazaka, shliachos v'shlichuso, says Rav Sheshes. You see that on Doraisa, you rely on chazaka, shliachos v'shlichuso. Rav Nachman, how's Rav Nachman going to reject that raya? Hasam k'd Rav Shmaya, dam Rav Shmaya, chazaka in bezin shel kohanim, on the misham, at sheichlu kol mol, shabashofar. Similar to what we said before, over there, it's a bezin shel kohanim, and that's why you're allowed to rely on the chazaka that they did their shlichus, but that doesn't mean you would rely on anybody else having done their shlichus. Now, l'chora, the Gemara could have gone a step further now, like we did with the first raya, and said, well, wait a second, maybe not only is this not a raya against Rav Nachman, maybe this is a raya brura for Rav Nachman, because the idea is that we're relying on Chazak Shliachos Shlichus because it's Kohanim working in the Beis HaMikdash. Haraya, that if it were not Kohanim, you would not rely on this Chazaka. When we asked that on the first Raya, we said, no, only because it's Kohanim, we assumed that it was done by Chatzos Hayom. But over here, there's no Chatzos Hayom. There are no two time periods. Over here, there would be nothing to respond. So this, in fact, is a Machlokas Rishonim. Do you see from Rav Shmaya that Rav Nachman must be correct? Tosos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that from the fact that Rav Shmaya has to say that we're somich on the Chazaka because they're a Beis Din, that's a Raya that Rav Nachman is correct, that for regular people, you would not be somech that chazaka shliachos shlichuso, and that's how the Rashba and the Ritva write as well. However, Tosos quotes from the Ri that it could be that Rav Shmaya never said this statement of because it's a Beis Din of Kohanim, that's why we rely on it in this context. He said this in a different context, and we're just applying it to this context. So he must have said it on Rav's comment in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Sadi that you don't shech the Karban Pesach on Tamei Sheretz because he still needs to go to the mikveh. Whereas on a Mechusar Kippurim, you could shech the Karban Pesach, even though they were not yet makriv his karbanos, because he gave his karbanos, so you could be somich that Beis Din of Kohanim were already makriv the karbanos that he needed in order to become tar, and therefore you could shech the Karban Pesach on his behalf. That's what he says, yeah, because Beis Din Shel Kohanim, you can rely on that. But over here, here, it's Rav Shmaya never, and that's where Rav Shmaya said that the reason you can rely on is Beis Shel Kohanim, and the Gemara over there brings Rav Shmaya in that context. So it could be by Shechitas Korban Pesach, it's the Chazaka Shliach Oso Shlichuso is not going to work, because that Chazaka is not immediate, meaning Korban Pesach, they shecht mi bo'od yom, they have to shecht early in the day. So over there, you need the fact that it's Kohanim to bring it, to assume that the kapara, the fellow needed, was brought by the time Korban Pesach has to be brought. But over here, where you have all day long, so there's no need to rely on Beis and Shul Kohanim, anybody would have done their Shlichus. So Rav Sheshes could have responded in that way, and therefore this is neither a raya for Rav Sheshes nor a raya for Rav Nachman. Then the Gemara says a third possibility. I'm Rav Sheshes mina aminila. What's the source for my din that even by din daraisi you can rely on the chazak of shliachos or shlichus? So Ditanya, we have a brisa. Homer lechaveru tzevelake lechotein mitein asi. A person says to his friend, "Go and take some figs from my fig tree," and he doesn't tell him to take. He doesn't identify a particular quantity that he wants his friend to take. So ochel me'an arai. Then the halacha is, if you're eating b'derech arai, you don't have to be mafresh shumas u'maisus at all, because that's always the halacha. Then in our Torah, there's no chiv to be mafresh shumas u'maisus when you're eating out in the field. It's only when you bring the peros into your house or into your chatzer that you have to then be mafresh shumas u'maisus. So if he's ochel arai, there's no need for anything. But u'ma'asran vaday, if he's going to eat b'derech keva, then he's chayv to the fellow who's picking the te'enim, has to be mafresh shumas u'maisus from them, because it's vaday tevel, because you know that the owner of the tree did not take shumas u'maisus for you, because he doesn't even know how much fruit you're taking. But ma'alelecha kalkalazu te'enim ite'enasi, but if he tells you how many fruits to take, he says, here's a basket, take one basket full of fruits, then ochel me'an arai. Again, if you're eating arai, then there's no problem, you could of course eat from it, but u'ma'asun demai, but if you want to eat an achilas keva, then you're going to have to treat it like demai, because there's a possibility that he took the chumas u'maisos, but misafek, you have to assume that maybe he didn't, because maybe the bala te'ena, who you're relying on to have taken the chumas u'maisos, maybe he didn't, but he might have, because he knows exactly how many te'enim you're taking. So pamed, varma murum, when do we say that you have to be mafresh misafek? That's only ba'ma aretz. That's only if the bala te'ena who sent you is nama aretz. Avul b'chaver, but if the bala te'ena that sent you is a chaver, ochel ve'nu tzarech la'aser, then you don't have to worry about anything. He's a chaver. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Shmuel Gamliel lomer, b'med var mamurim ba'ama aretz. That Rebbe Shmuel Gamliel says, when do we say that you could be you have to be mafresh misafik like it's demai, when the bala te'ena is ama aretz? Avul b'chaver, eino ochel ad she'yaser. The assumption by a chaver is that he for sure didn't take shumas u'maisos for you. Why would that be the assumption by a chaver? We always assume the assumption by a chaver is that he did take shumas u'maisos. No, because l'fi shalom nechshu chaverim litshom shalom min amukaf. The only way to take shumas u'maisos on fruit that the bala te'ena has never even seen and has never even been in proximity to these fruits since they've been picked is by being mafra shalom min amukaf. You would have to take from other fruits that are nowhere near these fruits, and that is not the proper way to take shumas u'maisos. You're not supposed to take shalom min amukaf. The Mishnayos, the Maseches Chala, and the Maseches Bikurim talk about the Yisur of shalom min amukaf, but they talk about that in the context of truma. They are not allowed to take truma shalom min amukaf. In fact, there's a major machlokas rishonim whether Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani also has a din of shalom min amukaf. Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yashar says same thing. You're not allowed to be mafra shalom min amukaf by anything. But the Shitas HaRambam in the first paragraph of Hilchos Meiser is that you're allowed to be mafresh shalom min amukaf for other things. It's only by truma that we say that you're not allowed to. The Shit of Tosos is in Maseches Gitnan daf lamed amud beis and Maseches Menachos daf nun dalet amud beis that midrabbanan it's also to be mafresh even trumas meiser shalom min amukaf. And the Shitas HaRambam in third paragraph of Shumas is even midraban and it's mutter. It's just that Talmidei Chacham are not mafresh Shumas Meiser Shalom min Amukaf. Okay, so you have this machlokas Rishonim, but Truma Gedola for sure you would not be mafresh Shalom min Amukaf. So comes along Rav Shmuel Gamliel and he says, I think if there's a chaver that sent you to take the fruits, you have to assume for sure that the fruits are that the Shumas Meisers have not been taken from the fruits. So Rebbe Nirin Dvarai Midivrei Abba. So Rebbe says, says, I think what I said, that when the Bala Teina is a Chaver, that you could assume for sure he was Mafrish, is more correct than Divrei Abba, than what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, that that he was for sure not Mafrish. Because if he has two possibilities, one is to be over the din of being Mafrish Shalom and Amukaf, or the second possibility is to cause somebody else to eat Tevel, Mutav Sheach Shudu Chaverim Litrum Shalom and Amukaf, Vlo Yachil Lamei Aretz Tevelim. Certainly he'd rather be Mafrish Shalom and Amukaf rather than to be Machil Tevel to an Ama Aretz. So, but bottom line is, Ad Kal No Pligi, Elo De Mar Sover Nech Shudu, Mar Sover Lo Nech Shudu, Avol Kuli Amal Chazak Shliach HaShichuso. The only question is, would the Chaver wants to do the right thing, right? Either the right thing is to be Mafrish Shalom and Amukaf because it saves the guy from a greater Isser, or the right thing to do is not to do any Averis yourself, so not to be Mafrish Shalom and Amukaf. But whatever he was supposed to do, there's a Chazaki he was going to do, even though we're dealing with Dinim Dalreis over here about being Mafrish Shumas Umaisos. So isn't this a Raya, says Rav Sheshas, that even on Dinim Dalreis we rely on a Chazaka, Shliach Chos HaShlichuso, Rav Nachman would respond, no, Hasam Kedir Rav Chanina Chazah, Dam Rav Chanina Chazah, Chazak Wal Chaver, Sheinim El Tzudav Sheinim Mesukar, Mitachas Yado. That's not a Chazaka that any Shliach would do the Shlichus. Over there, it's talking about a Chaver, and we have a Chazaka that a Chaver would never let Peros Sheinim Musarim go from under his hand, because that's an Isidar Raisa of Lifneiver Lositein Michshol. So of course he's going to be Mafrish in order not to violate the Isidar Raisa of Lifneiver, but that doesn't mean that in general, whenever you make a Shliach, that every Shliach that you're going to have is going to fulfill his Shlichus. The importance of the Shlichus over here, first of all, the Chashivus of the person, that it's a Chaver, so it's not just anybody, and second of all, the importance of the Shlichus, that it's not going to be a violation. That's the only way for him to avoid the violation of Lifneiver Lositein Michshol. Now, a major issue that the Rishonim deal with over here is, given this choice that the person has to choose, either I'm going to be Mafrish Shalom and Amukaf, which is usur to do, you're not allowed to be Mafrish Shalom and Amukaf, or my other option is that the fellow is going to eat Tevel, that the guy that I told to take the fruits is going to end up eating Tevel. So which one am I going to do? Am I going to let him violate a more severe Isser, or am I going to do the less severe Isser? So the Rishonim raised the question that over here it says, the Chavu rather violate an Isser Kal, right? That's why Rebbe says, I think I'm more right than my father, because the Chavu would rather violate an Isser Kal in order to save the Am Haaretz from an Isser Chamur. But there's a sugi in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos. If someone is madbik pas betanur, you see a guy goes and puts raw dough in an oven, and there's an Isser Midrabanan called Radias HaPas. To take the dough off of the oven is an Isser Midrabanan. So you want to save him, though, from violating this Daraisa of Ofev, of baking the dough. The best way to do it is by doing Radias HaPas before it bakes. So over there, the maskar of the Gemara is that it's usur to do Radias HaPas and violate an Isser Rabban in order to save the other guy from the malacha of baking, because we don't say chatei kedei sheyiska chavircha. And yet over here Rebbe is saying, of course you should be mafrish shalom and amukaf, save the guy from the isser of eating tevel. Well, which is it? Should I do a small avera in order to save someone from a big avera, or should I not? So Balei Atosos have a few different mahalchim over here. There are those that are mechalek that dafka when the isser when the isser that the other guy is doing is not your fault, that's where we say, well, you don't have to do an Isser Kal to prevent him from an Isser that has nothing to do with you. The guy decided to put dough in an oven. I never told him to put dough in the oven, so I don't have to violate an Isser to stop him from violating Malach. But over here, I told the guy, here, pick Te'enim, mi Te'enasi. I'm the one that put it right in front of him. It's my fault that he's doing the Isser. So then I have to do an Isser Kal when it was my fault that he's violating the Isser. Others say, no, it's not about me, it's about him. Was he Poshea? Did he do anything wrong? Then in the case of here, I say, to take some Te'enim, he must be assuming that I've taken Shumas HaMaisos from it because I'm a Chaver. But when it comes to the case of putting the dough in the oven, he couldn't have assumed anything. He was just being poshea. He was just violating an Isser Shabbos. So it's all about whether I'm being poshea or not. That the big nafkamina of Asher Weiss has a tshuva in the first volume of Minchas Asher, and it's something that all Hatzalah organizations have to deal with. If let's say there's a call that goes out, and right away everyone jumps in their cars and everyone runs to, all the Hatzalah members run to respond to the call. So the first guy gets there and he sees sees that it's not a sakana at all, that nothing really happened. Someone has a little boo-boo, he puts a band-aid on it, and they don't need anything. But he knows that there are more Hatzalah guys jumping in their cars to drive on Shabbos to come to this call. So he can get on his radio, which is Nisr Drabanan, he can get on his radio and say, stand down, don't drive. You know, every time you hit the gas pedal, you're violating Nisr Daraisa. Or should he say, why should I violate Nisr Drabanan to prevent them from violating Nisr Daraisa of driving on Shabbos? So what's the better thing to do? L'charetz talu in these two deos. If the question is, did I cause them to violate the Isser? Well, the first Hatzalah guy that responded to the call, I didn't cause them to get in their car, so I don't have to violate an Isser Drabanan if I didn't cause them to jump in their cars in the first place. But if the question is about, well, were they Poshea? Well, they weren't Poshea. They were running to do a mitzvah. So they weren't Poshea, so maybe I should violate an Isser Kal in order to prevent them since they weren't Poshea. So it's Tully in those two deos, Rav Asher Weiss points out. He then points out that Rav Shlomo Zalman had a svara where, no, you don't have to call them, tell them to stand down, because they're not doing an avera. They're doing a mitzvah. They're responding to, as far as they know, they're doing a mitzvah. So Rav Asher says, look, afar ani tachas raglei Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, but it's hard to say that's a good svara. Meaning, if you know that someone is making a mistake, meaning, let's say someone believes that they're a chol sheyesh bo sakana and that they have to eat on Yom Kippur, but you heard their conversation with their doctor, and clearly they misheard. The doctor said you're not a chol sheyesh bo sakana, and it's perfectly fine for you to fast, and they just didn't hear right. Their hearing aid wasn't on or something. So you should say, oh, no, they think they're doing a mitzvah because it's a pikuach nefesh in their mind. Now, of course you would stop them, and you would say, no, maybe talk to your doctor again. Turn your hearing aid up this time. Talk to your doctor again, make sure that you got it. Of course you would have to stop them. So that's what Rav Asher Weiss thought, that you can't just say, no, it's automatically a mitzvah. There are other rishonim that are mechalek differently. The Ritva says that over there we say that Beis Din wouldn't tell a guy to do this, but you yourself are allowed to violate an Isser Kal to save someone. Meaning, if you decide you want to do that to save your friend, you're allowed to do it. It's just that Beis Din can't force you to do it. That's all the Gemara says, that we don't say to a person, Chatei Kedei Shiyizka Chavircha. One other quick point over here: the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerodei and Simon Reish Mem and Hilchos Kibud Aveim, that you're not allowed to be Machriya Divrei Aviv, that you're not allowed to, that if your father is arguing on someone, you're not allowed to say one way or the other, that I hold like my father, I hold against my father, because you don't have a place in discussion that involves a machlokas with your father, unless it's shalom b'fanav. That's only b'fanav, but shalom b'fanav it's mutter. Where do we get the idea that shalom b'fanav is mutter? Says the Bir Agra over there in Oz Gimel, that you find a lot of times that Tanaim argue on their fathers, and their machriya against their fathers, like you have with Rebbe saying, Nirin Dvarai Midivrei Abba, Ha'a Chutzpah. He's going to say, Nirin Dvarai Midivrei Abba. So you see that you're allowed to be Machriya against your father in Halacha. Shumas Deshan says, no, that's not necessarily a raya that you could do that in other contexts. Shalom Befanav. It's a raya that in Divrei Torah you're allowed to be Machriya Divrei Aviv. If you have Raya's Gemuros and you're sure that you're correct. And the Taz says, the greatest raya is if you ever read the Torah. The Torah argues on the Rush all the time. So, and the Rush was the Torah's father. He quotes Adoni Avi HaRosh on every single page, and he's always arguing on him. Not always, but he sometimes argues on him. So that's the raya that in learning you're allowed to be machriya divrei aviv. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. Amar Mar, we had said b'medvar mamun ba'ma aretz aval b'chaveroch le'netzorach la'asid divrei Rebbe, that's only if the bala te'eno is nama aretz, but if the bala te'eno is a chaver, Rebbe says, then you can rely on the fact that he took trumas from Yisrael. Well, wait a second. Hayam aretz dekamer le'leman. We only discussed who the bala te'eno was, but who's the guy that's picking the fruits? Is he an Amaretz or a Chaver? Ilim dekamer l'Amaretz Chavrei, if he's an Amaretz also, ma'asran demai, you're going to tell him to take Maisos as demai, mitzayas, an Amaretz trusts an Amaretz, he's not going to take Maisos midemai, ela ba'amaretz dekamer l'chaver. It must be that the guy that's picking the fruits is a Chaver. Yeah, but then Ema Seifa, you read weiter and it says, nirin dvarai midivrei abba, why? Mutav shiach shdu chaverim litrom shalom and amukav, val yachilu lamei ar. Aretz Tevalin, and they're not going to feed the Am Aretz Tevel. Am Aretz my boy, Hassam. Who's talking about an Am Aretz? I thought the guy that was speaking the Tainim was a Chaver. So Am Ravina, Reish about Am Aretz Shamar L'Chaver, Seifa B'Chaver Shamar L'Am Aretz. Ein Chinam, you have to learn it. Let's study that the Reish was talking about where the Am Aretz was the Bala Taina, and he was telling a Chaver to go pick fruits, and the Seifa was talking about where the Chaver said to an Am Aretz to go pick fruits, the Chaver Acher Shomo. And another chaver overheard him telling the Amaretz to go pick fruits. The chaver that overheard it and is now being offered some of those fruits, he can eat. He doesn't have to take maizos. Because for sure the first chaver, who's the Baal HaTeina, took Maisel's form. You cannot eat until you take Maisel's, because you could assume that the Chaver who sent him would not have been Torim Shalom and Amukav. And Rabbi said, no, of course he would. The Chaver is going to take Shalom and Amukav before he tells an Amaretz to eat Tevel. So, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Rabbi Saber Nichol Chaver David Hu Yisura Kalila. Rabbi holds that someone would rather do a small isser to prevent an amaretz from doing a big isser. No, I'd rather let the amaretz do a big isser, and I don't want to do any aveira. So now says the Mishnah, what if you put your erev in a place that's not 100% exactly where you want to be kona shvisa? You put it in a tree more than 10 tfachim off the ground. The erev is not a valid erev. But you put it below 10 tfachim from the ground in the tree. Eruva erev, it is a good erev. The son of Babar, afilu amuk me'ama eruva erev. But if you put it in a bar, even if it's 100 amos deep, the erev is going to be a valid erev. Now we have to remember that a rishus yachid is defined as 4x4 tfachim and 10 tfachim high. That's a rishus yachid. Anywhere between 3 and 10 tfachim is a karmelis if it's 4x4 tfachim, and anything that's not 4 tfachim and is more than 3 tfachim off the ground but not 4x4 tfachim is a makom patur. That's all if those things are standing in a rishus harabim or a karmelis. But anything that's in a rishus hayachid is always a rishus hayachid. Anything that's standing in a rishus hayachid, the rishus hayachid is all out of the rakia, so it doesn't matter how big the post is, how wide it is, it's always going to be considered rishus hayachid. So now yasav Rab Chia bar Abba Rabbi Asi v'Rava bar Nosson v'yasav Rab Nachman Gabayu v'yasvi v'kami. So a group of great chachamim were talking and learning, and they said about the our Mishnah, Hai Ilan Dekoye Hecha, this tree that our Mishnah is talking about, where if it's the Malame Asari, your Erev is no good, but the Matame Asari, your Erev is good, where is this tree? Ilam Dekoye Rishos HaYachid, if this tree is located in a Rishos HaYachid, and therefore the whatever it is, it's wherever on the tree you put your Erev, it's in a Rishos HaYachid, Mali Malame Malame Mata, who cares if it's above 10 Tfachim or lower than 10 Tfachim? Rishus Yachid al the Rakia. The Rishus Yachid goes out of the Rakia anyway, so it's for sure in Rishus Yachid. Ve'ela dekai Rishus Rab must be there. We're talking about that the tree is located in Rishus Harabin. So Rishus Rab is not Ola ad the Rakia. The Niskavin Lishvosecha. Well, where did you want to be Kona Shvisa? So Ilem the Niskavin Lishvosel Maila, if you wanted to be Kona Shvisa in the tree, so why when you put the Erev Lamala Me'asar is it invalid? Huve Eruva B'makom Echadu. You and your Erev are in the same place. El Niskavin Lishvosel Maila. It must be that you wanted to be Kona Shvisa in the Rishus Harabim, and the tree is 4 tfachim wide and more than 10 tfachim high. That's a Rishus Yachid. So it turns out that you've put your Erev in a place that you cannot bring your Erev from where it is to where you want to be Kona Shvisa during Ben HaShemashos, because the Erev is in a Rishus Yachid and you want to be Kona Shvisa in Rishus Harabim. So frankly, Gemara, wait a second, but then why when you put it below 10 tfachim in the tree, is that okay? V'kamishtamish b'ilan, even if it's below 10 tfachim, aren't you being mishtamish bi'ilan? You're using the tree, and that's nisr midrabanan. You're not allowed to be ola bi'ilan b'shabbos. So the olam dekoy b'rishos harabim. Really, the case is that it's in rishos harabim. V'niskavin lishvos lamata. And you want to be kona shvisa lamata in the rishos harabim. V'rebi hi damar kol davar shumishum shvos lo gazra lo b'nash mashos. Ah, you asked, isn't it going to be nisr drabanan to be mishtamish bi'ilan to access your Erev? You only need to have access to your Erev during b'nash mashos. And whenever you have an Issa Drabanan, they were not Gozar and Issa Drabanan during Bein Hashmashos. So that's why there's nothing to worry about. Rashi says that according to Rebbe, they were not Gozar at all on any Shvos Bein Hashmashos. Ritva says the name of the Ravid. No, not every Issa Drabanan becomes Mutar Bein Hashmashos. Just by Eruv, we have a special Kula during Bein Hashmashos. Okay, so Amalu Rav Nachman, Yiyasher, Vechenom or Shmuel. Rav Nachman says, that's correct. That's exactly the right way to explain the Mishnah. Shmuel said the same thing. Amalei Patritzu Bakulei Hai. Did you and Shmuel were medactic so much in the Mishnah before you explained it that you were so careful to explain it so well? So why did they say that? They said the same explanation. Why are they incredulous about this explanation? No, they weren't saying it bitmiya. They were saying it as strong. They're saying Kavisla b'Gemara, where you kaveya this in the Gemara to explain the Mishnah, meaning when you wrote the Gemara and you wanted this to be recorded for as part of Torah Shebal Peh forever, did you make sure that this was the official way to explain the Mishnah? So Rav Nachman said, yeah, we made this part of the Gemara, even though the Doros HaRishonim points out that we know Ravina and Ravashi were Masada the Talmud Bavli. That just means they put it all together at the end, including the final generations of Amoraim. But previously they were already working on putting together the Talmud Bavli, even in earlier generations. Itmar Nami Am Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel Hachabil and Omid Rishas Rab Maskinan, and we say it exactly like this. Shmuel said that we're talking about a tree that's in Rishas Rab Gava Asar V'Rachav Arba'a 10 Tfachim High 4 Tfachim Wide V'Niskavim Lishvos Lamata, and you wanted to be Konish Visa Lamata V'Rebi Yidamar Kol Dover Shum Yishum Shvos Lo Gozrel Ben Hashmashos, that whenever you're dealing with an Issa D'Rabban like being Ola B'Ilan or being Mishtamish B'Ilan, they were not Gozer on such Yisrim D'Rabbanon during Ben Hashmashos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from Amar Rava about 8 lines from the end of the page. Have a good day, everybody.